Hi, welcome to Myth-Busting Hosted Web Apps. I'm Jeff Bertoft.
And I'm Kirill Sexenov.
So now we're going to talk about myth number five. And myth number five is that hosted web apps don't work offline.
Now, I think there's a few ways to interpret that. How much don't they work offline? Does the user just see a blank page like a browser shows when it's offline? Or can you create some sort of experience?
That's right. So I think that many applications don't work offline. So if I load up my Facebook app or Twitter app, I'm not going to get any functionality there. So we're not going to try to solve the problem of an app not working when it's not connected to the internet. But what we don't want to happen is what would happen in a browser. You'd get a 404 page or an offline page. We want to make sure that we can customize that experience for the user so that they're seeing something that makes sense to them. If you're inside of an app, a 404 page would be pretty confusing.
Right. So that just lets the user know it's a web app. This isn't a real app.
That's right. Now, you can use standard web technologies like IndexedDB and Application Cache and upcoming standards like Progressive Service Workers. But today, we're going to actually show you in the application, it's quite easy to customize that experience. Let me do a quick demo here. Now, what I have is I have a web app that's going to load, and I'm actually using the MSN food page as the base for my hosted web app. Now, whenever, and it's debugging, so that's going to happen. Whenever I go offline, so I'm going to turn my internet connection off, and then I try to navigate to a link, what you'll see is a customized page that I've put inside of the package. And that page will be shown every time that you try to navigate and you can't reach that page.
So if I got that right, every time there's a navigation error, this default error page will be shown in my app.
That's right. Now I'm doing something special. You'll see when I came back online, my app came back online too. Let me show you the JavaScript that's running that. So inside my package, I have two files. One is an HTML file that's showing me that content that you showed. The other is a JavaScript file. And I'm doing two things here. First of all, I'm listening for an online event. And that's a typical HTML event that's published inside of your web page.
That's just in the DOM, right? It's a DOM event, standard.
Yeah. So when I get that page, when I get that event fired for online, then I'll actually navigate backwards in my history to the page that I was on, take the user right back where they were. Now, I have a check, and that's the second thing I have in this file, to see that if my history length is equal to 1, then I know I haven't actually hit any other pages yet, so I wouldn't have anything to go back to. And for that scenario, I'll actually navigate them to the first page of my
app. So this is the initial load scenario. The user is loading the app for the first
time.
That's
right. So I have my computer offline again, and now whenever I start it, you'll see it immediately goes to that page. And I turn it back on. As soon as my network stack boots back up, I connect. My app will recognize that I'm back online, and it'll navigate just like the app was never disconnected.
Awesome. And the user didn't have to do anything for your app to just work and go
online. So what do you think? Number five, hosted web apps don't work offline.
I think that's a myth, and that myth is
busted. For more information, visit our link, aka.ms/hwamythbusting. Thanks for watching.